You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The guys on the big show have been going at it for 3 hours, but they haven't crashed and burned. Yet.
Well, it's the big show.
It's time to reset today's big topics and let you pick a lane. Brought to you by the legendary Great Lakes Dragway in Union Grove. Spring is around the corner and racing will be here before you know it. Go to GreatLakesDragway.com to order your season passes, discounted tickets, or to inquire about a track rental.
Wendy's Big Show on the Fan. Great Lakes Dragway, pick a lane, do it every day. Today, a special edition. It's a throwback Thursday. It's also the opening day of the NCAA tournament. Marquette in a battle against the Racers against Murray State, down 7 at the half, 42-35 out in Hartford, Connecticut. The Wisconsin Badgers get going tomorrow against the Oregon Ducks out at the SAP Center in San Jose. Difficult spot for the Badgers to be playing the Oregon Ducks, as Oregon just a massive following in the Bay Area. That's where a lot of their alumni stay, especially also because that's where there's a major corporation of Nike. So Phil Knight obviously will be in attendance, a major Oregon backer, and Wisconsin going to be playing relatively a road game tomorrow, starting up around 3:30. If you want to go and hang out with the Wendy's Big Show, which I know you do, and you want to watch the Badgers, what's better than that? Go to Element Lounge, 618 North Water Street tomorrow, 2 to 6. We'll be hanging out, doing the big show and hanging out with the Bacardi babes.
They got new wings down there, cuz?
They got $5 wing baskets. They also have $4.
I'm going to find out what that's all about.
They also have $4 Grey Goose.
I don't need that.
$4 Cazadores.
You know what I'm going to do?
Cazadores.
I'm at Uber down there.
Oh. Oh, okay.
Why can't you just grab
wheels are turning in the head of one Gary Ellerson.
Yeah, I might Uber down there.
Why can't you
there?
Carpool with one of your colleagues?
Well, I can do that, too.
You can carpool with me, Gary. Tomorrow.
Yeah. Can you?
Yeah, you can sit in Jackson's
seat. I'm for real.
Yes, so am I. You can ride with me tomorrow if you want.
Because I may bring my cigars, watch some...
No, you can't smoke in Steve's car.
No, you can't.
No, afterwards.
Oh, you still don't smell like smoke, though.
Then I can Uber back home.
Yeah, then you just Uber on back home.
I'm not staying down there.
Yeah, no.
Logan's got baseball tomorrow night.
Yeah, you don't want to
go watch baseball.
You don't want to be hanging out there.
I think that's what I'm gonna
do. I got a plane to catch tomorrow night. So I'm gonna
flying out of there.
Yeah, whipping
around. Nashville.
I got 80 minutes to get from Element Lounge on 618 Water Street to Mitchell Field to get on a plane.
So you drive your car down there?
No, I'm getting a ride.
Okay, so how are you getting down to Element?
I'm getting down there with our production team. I'm going to go down there early and help set up and make sure everything's ready to rock and roll.
And well, you what,
Leroy? You're going down there to eat, cuz. When you get down there, it's going to be a crime scene. Bones everywhere. One thing missing is CSI people coming down there looking, oh, this is Billy did this. This, yes. Yeah. No feathers, no blood, and that, just bones. Crease all over his face.
But I will say, I don't eat the crunchy part of the chicken wing, like the bone part.
Oh, give me the gristle, cuz.
Yeah, man, yeah, I saw this dude. We were down in Arizona. He's chewing on the bone.
Yeah, give me the gristle.
Getting that marrow, too, cuz.
Marrow, suck it out. Yeah. And the gristle.
Yeah. Do you actually suck out the marrow?
Yeah, cuz, and the gristle. I mean, that
now, white people ain't sucking all that they no keep marrow. You, they that's some black folk
they
doing,
keep your
cause.
Teeth clean, cuz. That's right. We keep.
He made this
you,
up.
When
that
you
does
had to
not
go to the dentist.
Clean.
We this had an insurance true. For your dentist, because that's how you clean your teeth, man.
Because all of a sudden, this guy's eating the chicken that we made, and all of a sudden, I'm just sitting there, it's like,
that, cuz. I get to meet it, I'm gone.
I'm like, what is he doing?
That's a professional.
Just gnawing on this bone, just cracking. I thought he chipped a couple of teeth.
Getting all the way down to the man.
Chickens and pigs ain't got a chance.
I told y'all. I told y'all at the repass. Showed you what we had to repass.
You see 95 coming north, all chickens and pigs walking up this way.
No, they running. They ain't walking, cuz. They running, cuz. They ain't walking. They running for their lives. You know what I mean? And looking back.
A little check back of where everybody's at.
Make sure they ain't the last one.
They see all the geese flying back. They're like, man, where are these dudes going? They're going into the lion's den.
Turn around.
Man, I told y'all how we had that chicken at the repast. How many different kinds we had, Leroy?
Oh, my goodness.
Fried.
Man, listen. Have
barbecue.
Smothered.
Got to have smothered.
And as of late,
lemon pepper.
Mm-hmm.
Extra pepper.
Now you're eating chicken like a white dude.
And you gotta have some bait. You gotta have some bait. Because you gotta have some bait.
Yeah, that's for the diabetes people.
Yeah, you gotta have a little bait.
Yeah. It's good, though.
414-799-1250. Wendy's Big Show. It's Great Lakes Dragway. Pick a lane. Leroy Butler, Gary Ellerson, Steve Sparky, Pfeiffer, Baby Towers for you. Till 6 o'clock. Marquette now down at 11.
Yeah, man. I got them and Wisconsin losing the first round. I'm trying to tell you.
I have Marquette winning in Wisconsin.
It's too early for this, ain't it?
It is. They still got time.
Well, that's not always the second half team. It always
Everybody hangs around early, and then you get blown out.
Marquette can make a run.
John Morant is not necessarily putting on the shooting display.
No, these other jokers are.
He is just distributing the basketball left and right, making himself a decent amount of money.
He is.
It's about guard play and coaches.
It's very true.
So I expect Marquette to win because they got a guard that'll put it up.
Yeah, but what folks don't know is that Murray State got two of them, cause
I get it.
The off guard nobody talks about. That guy can shoot it, man.
He's getting his shot.
John Morant just 2 for 4 from the field. He's got 10 points, 9 assists, five boards.
What about the other joker? That's number 10.
Number 10?
I think that's his number.
Yeah.
Who, John?
I'll find that for you in a minute.
The off guard. He can shoot it.
Right lane today on the Wendy's Big Show. Yeah. Does finishing with momentum matter to you for the Milwaukee Bucks? Just 10 games left. Sparky did the pick and save Milwaukee Pro Hoops post-game show like he does nearly every night. We have a host of every three post-game shows here on the station on the Wendy's Big Show. So we defer to our basketball guys, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer.
I heard Steve last night on the radio.com app, and it came in nice and clear. Because I just wanted to see and hear from the people. Sometimes it's good to know you got a post-game show. The only one I've heard for I don't know how many years Steve
We've been the only ones doing it for so many years.
It's amazing. I hope Bucks fans appreciate that, though.
Yeah, it's been fun.
I hope the team does, too.
So
that's a good point, Billy. You're right.
Yeah. So this is the thing with the Bucks. I care more about individual momentum than I do about the team momentum, meaning it doesn't really matter to me. I've already said that last week of the year, those last two games, Atlanta, I believe it is, and then Oklahoma City, Giannis doesn't need to play in those two games. Unless, they're tied with Toronto for the one seed and they're playing for the one seed. Okay, that's different.
What about for the MVP?
If they've got the one, I don't care about that. If they've got the last two games are going to decide the MVP. People are already going to have their votes made up of who they're going to vote for by that point.
Yeah, so he needs to play.
So I don't really care about that. So for me, if the one seed is sewn up or you're the two seed and you can't get the one seed, if that's been decided, I don't need to play him the last week. I'll make sure he's healthy. But what I do want is I want Milton and Bledsoe feeling good about themselves and playing at a high level like they were last night. Give me some of those games going into the tournament, Middleton having some confidence. That's what you need. What you don't need is Middleton going into the tournament having not, cleared 20, 22 points in 4 or 5 games. You don't want that. You want him to be going in on a little bit of a roll. So I care more about individual momentum than I worry about team momentum.
Gary, does it matter to you finishing with some momentum for the Bucks? They're 5-5 in their last 10. A couple of losses, some real bottom feeders, the Cavs and the Suns.
Yeah, I think if you look at all the major sports, it's all about momentum going to the playoffs, and you got to have it. I think it's essential to do it. But if you look at the Milwaukee Bucks, and that's what you're asking. You're asking, to be injury-free. Yeah, you want that too. But you still want some sort of semblance of some sort of forward momentum going. The Milwaukee Bucks, though, they're the number one seed. What they get, Orlando, who else is out there? Miami? I think Miami.
Brooklyn, Miami.
Yeah. Miami may be a difficult, but I don't like that matchup. I like them against Orlando than I do Miami.
Detroit.
But with that being said, I want the forward momentum, and they need to figure out how to get there. They're not. They look tired right now. They look tired.
And they've exhausted a whole lot of energy getting the 53 wins that they've had so far already.
Well, because your big dog, Giannis, I mean, he's playing like never before. I mean, he is exerting a lot of energy to get the points that he's getting.
Yeah, that's for sure. Every single night, he's working very, very hard.
He's down low.
Although his minutes, if you look at how he stacks up.
Fine.
If you look at how he stacks up with, 32? Like, James Harden, who he's also going up against for that MVP award, he's averaging right around 31, 32 minutes a night. Yeah.
Giannis won player of the month 3 times. Okay? Down the stretch, he needs to put his team at number one seed. He'll be MVP. That is huge for the city. Huge for Fiserv Forum. huge going into the playoffs. You want to be something you haven't been since, I mean, you weren't even born last time they hit these kind of numbers.
So, that was doubled up.
Yeah. Benefit from it. You know, it'll be a shame to come this far and play this hard and not benefit from playing well at the beginning of the season, because people are going to think you're one and done again. But if you get all clean sweep going into the playoffs, because, you know, even if you listen to these talking heads now, they don't – best team don't come up. They just say Golden State, and they even jump over. Man, Philly looks good. Mm-hmm. You know, after a while, they say, oh, you forgot about Milwaukee. That's fine. Fly under the radar however you want to. But when you – those that number one is in front – what happened?
John Nothing. Morant just did something mean to Joey Hauser and just gave him the freshman treatment.
Had a dunk.
Yeah, and then just threw something in his
That's
face.
That's why y'all don't let me look at the team.
Horrible went right defense over the top by Marquette.
Horrible
defense.
That was rough. That okay.
Go ahead.
That won't mean nothing when the game over Marquette wins.
Center lane for today's Wendy's Big Show. Yeah. Jeremy Jeffress and Corey Knebel both dealing with some arm issues. Jeremy Jeffress.
Signed, yeah. How
he
name?
Has not
How you say
signed
his name?
Yet.
Kimbrell?
Craig Kimbrell.
Sounds like a shampoo.
He has not signed with the Milwaukee Brewers yet. There's an increasing feel, Sparky, that the Brewers might need him, primarily because with those two guys down in the bullpen, that month of April where you got 10 games against the Cards, you see the Cubs, you see 7 against the Dodgers, is going to be very, very tough already, especially if you don't have that horse in your bullpen.
Yeah, if it's a worst-case scenario for Knebel, this elbow issue, and Consul's concerned about it, if it's Tommy John or something stupid like that, you're in a lot of trouble then. Because this first month, you got 10 against the Cardinals, you got Dodgers, you got Cubs. It's a tough month, and this division could be decided in this opening month. As crazy as that sounds, that's exactly how this whole thing could play out. You could look back in September and go, boy, if we didn't go 3-7 against the Cardinals in April, maybe we would have won this division, or maybe we would have been a wild card team. So it's a big deal. I think, and not knowing how this is going to turn out with Knebel, I think it's almost a must sign right now to get Kimbrel in here to solidify April. Hopefully he can pitch in April. We don't know where he is from status of him being ready to go right now, because he hasn't been in a spring training. He's been just throwing on the side.
Mm-hmm. And they bring in Dr. Rausch to come in and check out Corey Knebel and exactly try to get something on what is going on with that elbow issue.
If I'm Stearns, I want this deal with Kimbrel done before we know the result. Because if the result is he's out for the year, then the price just went up again. Price just went up again for Kimbrel then. So the sooner you get this deal done, the better, before that news comes out in Kimbrel, if he's going to miss any time. But am I scared of April right now the way it sits? Yeah, I'm scared of April right now, because you may go into April with only Josh Hader, and then you're going to be relying on Albers and Barnes and those guys in order to finish games at the backside. That's a tough, tough deal for me.
Just get it to Hader, and I'm good.
Yeah, but you can't pitch every day.
I know, but just sometimes just do that stretch. You know, get out, maybe win 3 in a row, then sit him, then it won't matter. You got to have a good start until you can figure this thing out.
In the left lane today, since 1995, 43 bowl and tourney appearances combined, 22 bowl games.
That's Florida State,
21
right?
NCAA men's tournament appearances. That is not the Florida State Seminoles.
I wish it was.
That is not the Texas Longhorns. That is not the University of Southern California Trojans. It is not the Notre Dame Fighting Irish. Yes, right?
Is it USC?
The Wisconsin Badgers. No, that would be the University of Southern California.
They don't sign any kids. How can they be that consistent? They don't find no 3, 4, 5, 6, 8, 9, 10 stars.
And that's where are they at? They signed 6, 9, 8, 9, 10 guys, star guys. And that's why they're consistent. And the Wisconsin Badgers, make no mistake about it, they don't oversell you on national championships. They're going to sell you on how consistent their program is, and you know, and that your kid's going to graduate.
That's good enough.
And they're going to go to a bowl game every year, and they're going to be in NCAA tournament every year. And that's where they are, and they are good at what they say that they are about. Is I don't think anything is wrong with that.
For a lot of kids, Gary, and I know this is different for the guy that was coming out as the player of the year in Georgia. For a lot of guys going to a Division I school, how important is that? Knowing that you're going to go there and have an almost guaranteed opportunity to play in a bowl game or play in the NCAA tournament, which, I mean, these kids have been watching their whole lives training for.
And now, you know, you're going to be on TV at Wisconsin, too. You're going to be, if you play in Michigan or Ohio State, you're going to be on TV on every one of them games.
Yep.
Then if you're good, you'll be on TV against Michigan State. You're going to get about 4 or 5 games on TV every year.
National TV.
Yeah, so you're going to get the exposure. And that's what these wins you're talking about, That's what these wins you're talking about gets you that exposure. So yeah, I mean, but they're not gonna be in the same living room with Michigan. They're not gonna be in the same living room with Ohio State, and for the most part, they're not gonna be in the same living room as Penn State.
Portland 4.
But now, they beat all those teams.
They have.
Mm-hmm. Yes, they have.
That's why I think Barry Alvarez.
What's his name, Leroy?
Barry Alvarez. Okay. Combined coach of 80 is the best of all time, ain't he?
Well, he
was. No.
He was there for the majority of that time. You just.
Yeah, well, yeah, he yeah, did. He did turn this
coach
around.
Of GM. Yep. And I'm right, Steve. He got to be the best AD and coach combined in NCAA history.
Sure.
Yeah, okay, good. Go to break.
First.
Steve, you look a little depressed about that.
I just hate giving credit to that dude because his ego's big enough. He don't need any more love.
Oh, man, stop it. Do you need to read over what happened?
It is big.
Dude, that dude.
Who ego bigger than the Big Show?
Well, you heard OTU yesterday.
Barry Alvarez's ego is far bigger than anybody on this show.
I doubt that.
Like 10 times bigger, maybe more than that, than anybody else on this show. Yeah, even bigger than his.
I don't believe it.
Yeah, it's true.
Then Baby Tosh.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard him at the Admirals game?
Yeah, he's really good.
Yeah, I am.
Nobody bigger than that.
Oh, man, he's really good at the Admirals games. Thanks,
man.
He does a good job. You're
I appreciate
welcome.
That.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, he think he all that. Trust me. He'd be flipping his hair around. I'm like, come on, man.
Well, yeah, I know. I got to have that hockey flow. Maybe they need an MC over at Castle Lanes. I could fill in over there.
You know what? I've never seen a hype guy in a bowling league before.
Come on now. With that 10-pin, kid.
Yeah, I've never seen that before. But
we got a 10-pin over here on the right side.
If I throw it in the gut, I'm going to blame him. So that's why you'll never see it.
That would be crazy if they had a hype guy during bowling league. That would go. I bet you.
You think your boy Kyle Troop might want me to be his hype guy?
Kyle Troop.
Kyle Troop. Now he's on a whole different level with his hair. No doubt.
Him and I would have some fun.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Me and Kyle Troop, we would have some fun.
On the bowling alley and off the bowling alley. Hey, check this out. Castle Lanes is where you want to go bowl. It's my favorite place to bowl. Not even close. Got that up north atmosphere. Got that feels like you're in a wood cabin when you're on the inside. They put millions of dollars into this thing a few years back, and people travel from all over the Midwest to check it out. It is one of America's coolest bowling destinations, consistently rated that by all the different publications around the country. And now it's time to start making your spring and summer plans. Heck, it's even going to be in the 50s this weekend. At Castle Lanes coming up this spring, starting May 14th, it's the Storm Doubles League. The cost is only $15 per week. First place team wins choice of any current Storm bowling ball and $200 cash. And it's only a one-hour time commitment on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, or Thursday nights. Beautiful. In and out in the spring and summer when it's warm out. You're only there for an hour. Right back outside you go. Can beat it. If you sign up, you get a three-ball Storm bowling bag, or you get a high-five bowling jersey like they wear on the PBA Tour. Maybe the nine-pin fun league is where you want to go. Nine pins go down, you get a strike. That's a fun thing, too. Time to sign up now for Castle Lane Summer Beach Volleyball. If you don't want to be inside, you want to be outside, get some exercise, volleyball is the way. Starting May 5th at Castle Lanes, sign up now for Summer Beach Volleyball. Hurry up, get all the details. Check out Castle Lanes' Facebook page or call them 262-633-1199. 262-633-1199. Enjoy the wild side of bowling at Castle Lanes, Highway 31 in Racine.
One team is getting boat raced in Hartford, Connecticut.
Do they have a football team?
Who?
Murray State.
Not that I know of.
That joke on the line should be fine.
Yeah, no, that guy should be.
Big Darnell.
Yeah, yeah, he should be a pulling guard.
What's his nickname, Leroy?
Well, I don't know what his nickname is.
Big D.
Is it?
Come on, cuz. You know they call him Big D. Come on, man.
Great Lakes Dragway, pick a lane straight ahead. Wendy's Big Show. Keep it locked. Show on the Fan. It's a Throwback Thursday with John Mellencamp. Hashtag big throwback. That's what you got to tweet at 105.7 FM The Fan for your opportunity to get entered for a $25 gift card to Master Z's. Part of Master Z's Throwback Thursday here on the Wendy's Big Show. Get to Kendrick and more of you at 414-799-1250 in just 1 second. But first, Gary Ellerson in these words from Dan Richards in Hyundai West Dallas.
Hyundai West Dallas, located on Highway 100 and Arthur Avenue. Guys, we're not in love with any one car that we want to sell. We need to sell cars right now. New or used cars right now in stock. We're looking to make you the best possible deal on any new or used car in stock right now. And guys, don't forget about, I know sometimes when you go in there, you buy a car, you forget about the service department. The service department is the best service department in the state. I can vouch for it. I know I've been there, and it is clean, and they got great coffee. Go check them out right now. Hyundai West Dallas, a part of International Auto Group on Highway 100. And Arthur Avenue, asked for my good friend Dan Richards.
Kendrick's on the north side. Kendrick, pick a lane, man.
With the Bucks. I just need, you know, I was listening to you guys. I just need their big three. We can move those guys. It hurts that Brogdon isn't here. But we need those three to show up. Because if Bledsoe would have showed up last year, we beat the Celtics. So get those big three to show up. We'll be okay. But that was disheartening last night. You know, you came back. And they have been lately. Every game, it seems like they give up a lead or they're behind. They come back, and sometimes they just can't get over it. Regardless if Giannis playing or not, and that doesn't look good at all. But once again, this is to Leroy. Middleton has to go.
Oh wow!
Have a good day.
I appreciate it, Kendrick.
Now listen, you can't
I just
have
don't know
go.
How you watched him the last two nights. And man, I still don't want to pay him all that money. But the last two nights, he kind of showed you that if he has the opportunity to take a bunch more shots, he can average way more than he's averaging right now. I mean, he'd be taking six more shots a game, Leroy, than he's taking right now. And he's averaging 17. If you give him six more shots a game, he's going to probably average 23, 24 points a night. You'd have to think. He'll never have that as long as Giannis is on this team.
And see, that's the thing about it. He gets some good shots when Giannis is in there. Giannis can kick it out to him. But it's hard to find a guy that tall that can shoot. So he's going to make a bunch of money. Whether you get it here, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
A bunch of money. And I hope he get it here. And I'm going to buy Kendrick a cash jersey.
A lot of people, I don't know about want Chris Middleton to go, but Sparky on Twitter right now, seems like everybody wants Wojo gone.
Why?
This is insane. I mean, I get it. You're getting run by...
Not just reactionary. It's okay for them to react.
By Murray State. But, I mean...
What type of tournament success...
18.
What type of tournament success has Wojo had in his time at Marquette?
He's gone there once. Twice.
This is his second time.
Mm-hmm.
So how much tournament success has he had since he's been at Marquette?
None.
How much tournament success did Buzz and Tom Crean have prior to him?
Quite a bit.
Okay. So...
Sindarius Thornwell... And Jay Morant are going to give Marquette fans nightmares.
They're not.
They have for quite some time.
But they're not. Well, Buzz ain't recruiting at the same level, though, cuz. So they need to figure
out. They're recruiting at different players, right.
They need to figure out. Marquette has an institution. Need to figure out what they want to be. And then be comfortable with what they want to be.
I don't think they wanted to be the Buzz team.
Well, right. So they got rid of that.
Right.
So now if they want to be Wisconsin, then this is what you're going to get.
Mm-hmm.
And they're gonna.
If you want to clean it up, because that's what they did. If you want to clean up your image, because that's
you
what
this.
They did.
Would
then
you? Okay.
This is what you're gonna
be. Having said that, would you replace Wojo with Wardle? Seeing what Wardle did with Bradley.
Yeah.
Crean guy.
Yeah.
Type of players.
Yeah.
Players aren't any different.
Yeah.
No JUCOs to speak of.
That's what you'd have to do.
Right?
Yeah.
It would have to be that type of guy that could come in and had some success that you could sell to the fan base.
Yeah.
I'm telling you right now, I thought Marquette would win, but I knew it would be close probably. Mm-mm. I didn't think they were going to get run.
Mm-mm.
They're getting out-assisted 17-3.
10 minutes, though, cuz. 10 minutes.
Down 18 here to Murray State. 3 of 19 in the second half.
But they got athletic. They got out-athletic, Leroy.
Yep.
You can see it.
They're
like they're losing in the paint. They're getting a lot of shots.
It's been open. It's been wide open. This game's been wide open.
Missed an easy dunk. You're getting your shots.
This game's been played in space.
You can look at Marquette's body language and you can see they know they're too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they know.
You can just tell.
These guys can't play in space.
They're going to make a 13-4 run and get back in. Y'all just calm down.
I say this all the time. You need to stop.
Just so everybody knows, though, Marquette did want everybody to be aware that Sam Hauser does have a double-double in this game.
So what?
Yeah, who cares about that? Man, it's NCAA time.
Who cares?
414-799-1250, the phone number, guys.
I wonder what my boy's saying right now.
Who?
Tony Smith.
He's probably not saying anything good.
A lot of stuff yesterday. I'm going to get it back on.
Well, that's just
Florida State
nice.
Did their job.
That's just not nice.
Talking a lot of stuff yesterday, wasn't he, Roy?
Yeah.
Florida State did win. They beat Vermont. They beat them by 10.
Now, I'm telling you right now, I got. If you look at my sheet, I got Wisconsin losing the first round.
I'm going to send Tony a text right now. I said, tell these boys to get it, ratchet it up.
I ain't shame at it, Billy.
You got Wisconsin winning, baby Tosh?
No.
You got losing the first round, too?
Yeah, I had both of these teams losing.
Yeah, so did I.
Well, so at least you make something on this game.
No, I'm done. I'm not gambling at all anymore during this show because all it's done is put me in a really, really bad mood. And we only have 26 minutes left. So,
do you have any money to go to Nashville now?
No, not much. No, not much. So,
double up.
So, I'm
wandering Nashville at the bachelor party.
Yeah. So, we'll see. You know, maybe we'll see.
Anthony, but you get paid tomorrow.
Oh, that's right. Nice. Wendy's Big Show.
They told me when I was younger, said, boy, you're gonna be president. But just like everything else, those old crazy dreams just kind of came away.
Camp on a Throwback Thursday on the Wendy's Big Show. Only a few minutes left to get your votes in. An opportunity at a gift card to Master Z's. They got two locations now, one in Waukesha, one off Blue Mound Road in Brookfield. Neil Lackey, enjoy his building. Go out and check them out. Also online at MasterZs.com. We'll get a voting update in a couple of minutes from right now by Anthony Mandela and intern Mother Plucker on the other side. But Sparky, opening day is just a week away, and there is no better place to hang out and listen after the game then right here when the Wendy's Big Show meets the postgame show. We're going to be talking about Yolish Chacin hopefully not being injured because now it seems like the entire Brewers bullpen is injured with Corey Knable and Jeremy Jeffress both expected to miss the start of the 2019 season.
I'm definitely scared of what April's going to be if they don't get Kimbrel at this point because if you're getting Knable's elbow checked out, and Council says he's concerned, that can't mean that he's probably going to start the season with the team. That's my guess. That's how I look at it, just a guess, but I'm thinking that's what that means. We already know Jeffress won't be on this team until mid to end of June, or mid to end of April, I should say. We got 10 against the Cardinals, got to play the Dodgers multiple times, got to play the Cubs as well. 10 of your, 17 or 19 games against the Cardinals is in the month of April. Division can be decided here and now. Now what's going to end up happening is you're going to have other guys step up. Elbers, Barnes, somebody is going to have to step up and be that consistent guy to go with Josh Hader. Because Josh Hader has not been a closer. Josh Hader has been a guy that gets you the 7th and the 8th, the 6th and the 7th. Whatever it is that you need, he gets you those multiple innings and gets out. He's not been the 9th inning closer. So now that brings up another point, baby Tosh. Do you make him the 9th inning closer for April and let other guys work to him to get him to the 9th and only have him be the closer?
Yeah, I'm
and
much
pitch
more
one inning instead of two.
I'm much more comfortable giving Josh the opportunity to do that and make it a situation where he is the closer for the first month because we've seen him close out a game, but like you said, it's been the 8th and the 9th. He goes out there and gets six outs. And Corey Knable told us when we were down there, down at American Family Fields of Phoenix just last week, that the whole bullpen's strategy last year and their game plan was just get this thing to Hader. When we have a lead, get this thing to Hader, and we're going to get a W. It's just tough to pigeonhole that weapon because he is just so dominant. When you throw him in there, there's just nobody seemingly that can touch that guy's slider going down and away.
Yeah. No, you're absolutely right about that. So my question is, if Hader's going to pitch the 9th, then who's your setup guy? You have no Knable, you have no Jeffress. Who's your setup guy? You got a very, very weird look on your face like you just had something spoiled to eat.
I want to say Taylor Williams because of the gas that he throws, and he has pitched in those high-leverage situations. And as much as I'd like to say Jacob Barnes, I just can't trust that situation
at all. I would have gotten rid of Jacob Barnes already.
Is Matt Albers able to be an eighth inning, seventh inning guy?
I think that's what they're going to do. I think Albers is going to close, and Hader's going to be the seventh and eighth inning guy.
If they go like this, that's what it appears.
If Knebel and Jeffers aren't healthy, I think that's what they're going to do. I do. Because remember, they used Albers as a closer last year when Knebel went down.
Yep.
And that's who I wanted them to use. He had closing experience. I thought, okay, we're good. And then he got hurt, and then after he came back from the injury, it was awful. But if he can pitch like how he's pitched in spring, in April, and then, you know, you're not in as dire of a need of a closer. But boy, oh boy, things look a lot better if Craig Kimbrell is your closer, and then you have Albers and Hader to get to him. Feel a lot more comfortable about that situation going forward, baby Tosh.
Even with the injuries to the bullpen and the starting rotation question marks that you might have with the youth, 3 out of 5 guys being in that rotation, only two of them have started games in the big leagues. It can't be worse for you than what's happening to Marquette right now. I mean, they're just getting undressed in Hartford, Connecticut, 73-53. Murray State with 21 assists and Marquette with 21 field goals made. And 4.5 minutes left here in the game. That is just over. If there's any other way to put it, that game is just over. Quickly,
doesn't it still make the 5-12 real dangerous?
Yeah.
You know, historically.
Yeah, but I mean, the argument's going to be whether or not these guys should have been a 12.
Yeah. And they only have 3 or 4 losses.
Right. Well, that's going to be the argument at the end of the day that maybe they shouldn't have been a 12 to begin with. And maybe they shouldn't have been. Doesn't matter.
Maybe Marquette shouldn't have been a 5.
You have to play who they put in front of you.
No, but see, that's just it. Based on how they played at the end of the regular season and in the conference tournament, Marquette probably shouldn't have been a 5. They were probably ranked too high. They were given the benefit of the doubt of what they did earlier in the season when they got their seeding. That's what happened. And the exact opposite thing, I think, to a degree, happened with the Badgers. I don't think the Badgers should have been a 5 either. I think they both should have been a 6 or a 7. What do you think about that, Gary?
The seed,
because even Leroy was shocked by both of them.
Well, yeah, but because of the conference that they played in, they got the benefit of the doubt.
Well, Marquette's in a bad conference,
but they
were
the top 2-3 teams in that conference.
They had more quad one wins or whatever.
They value that conference more than they value Murray State.
And Murray State,
I mean, I'm not Murray State, but they value, what is that, the Ohio Valley Conference thing?
Yep, the Ohio Valley they're in.
Yeah, that kid got a triple double.
15 points, 10 boards, and 15 assists for John Morant, a guy that's going to go probably top 3 in the draft.
Probably to Phoenix.
And just, man.
With Devin Booker.
So it would be Devin Booker, John Morant, and DeAndre Ayton.
Yeah.
That's a nice little group.
Booker would be the gunner, okay? He's a shot. He's shot.
And that dude's going to get him shots.
Dart thrower.
Mm-hmm. And that dude will get him shots.
Yes.
That's for sure. Now, that would be a perfect
two guard system. There it is.
Right. And then you get a free agency and forward and free agency of some sort to play with those guys.
Chopley.
Middleton.
Come on, oh, that is, yeah. That could be a spot.
$31 million.
Then it's this kid, it's Booker, it's Middleton, and Aiden at the center position.
$31 million a year. I just don't even know how I'd respond to it.
I know, right?
Phoenix doesn't have any money really on the books.
I'm going to win the lotto on Saturday, so you'll know how I feel. I'm going to give you 50 cents.
I might respond the same way that Za'Darius Smith responded to finding out his contract details. I'll tell you that after the break. But first, the best place to go and get ready for opening day, Robert's Specialty Meats.
Big college tournament's underway, which we aren't allowed to say in a commercial. But when it comes to serving up the best food for game watching at home or with your friends, here's a name we can shout out loudly. Robert's Specialty Meats. No madness involved when you check out all the delicious options from our master butcher, Paul Roberts. Starting with a fork tender beef brisket, pulled pork, original gourmet burgers, easy to serve ribs on a stick, or marinated chicken skewers in barbecue, garlic parmesan, or Door County cherry. And whether our Wisconsin teams go far or exit early, you can't go wrong with the Wisconsin Worst. I know, what's that? It features beer, bacon, and cheddar in a brat. Come on. Just one of over 30 varieties of original sausages and brats from Robert's Specialty Meats. Call them today at 262-549-MEAT, 262-549-MEAT to reserve your order. And when you visit, make sure to stock up on their Made Fresh Daily Cherry Wood Smoked Beef Sticks, the perfect snack treats for watching those late-night games. You can also check them out online at robertspecialtymeatswaukesha.com for more information and money-saving coupons. For the best in meats, shop Robert's Specialty Meats, your home town butcher.
Do you know what your boy's doing on Twitter?
Who?
Gary?
Who?
Rami, the guy that used to.
Yeah, what's with the dress?
What is he doing?
I don't know.
What do you mean?
Guy's got a dress on.
What's wrong with that?
Well, I mean, a lot of things wrong.
Yeah, a lot of things.
I don't mind a guy wearing a dress.
Wendy's Big Show.
You saw Tootsie before.
I did. I did see it, Tootsie. Yeah. It's a good movie. That's way before
you. Millennials,
boy. Man, it's like 30 years before he was born.
There's a bar in Nashville called Tootsie's.
Come on, dog. Tootsie, classic.
Yeah, okay. Okay, you keep telling yourself that. Is it in black and white?
No.
What about Big Mama's House?
Huh?
Yeah, no.
You never saw Big Mama's House?
You can make yourself feel really old. What are you doing?
That's
Big
a good
Mama,
movie.
I think he made three of them. Two or three of them. He should know about Big
Mama. I bet
Mama.
You they were made before him.
Yeah.
Probably.
At least the first one was.
Yeah. If anything's made after like 2006, the production value is just bad. I can't watch it.
What did I miss Doubtfire?
2006. It was released May 31st of 2000. He was six.
What about Miss Doubtfire?
The original one? Is that the one with Robin Williams?
There you go.
Yeah, I've seen the advertisements for it on TV.
Now go to break one now.
Play. Okay, yeah, sure.
It's March, so you know what time it is? It's madness! To talk about a winner, J. Meredith Jewelers Inventory Liquidation Sale. Liquidation means you run to wherever I'm telling you there's a liquidation sale, and you buy up as much as you can because they're having a huge sale. If you're thinking about popping the big question soon, or maybe later this year, next year, 5 years from now, it doesn't matter. You take advantage of this sale right now because there's no guarantee you'll ever see one like it. You have to make a fast break right now to J. Meredith Jewelers in Delafield. Get this. They're going to have 50 to 70% off their entire inventory in their store. Everything. 50 to 70% off, including diamond engagement rings. Talk about a clutch pointer. Get a stunning diamond engagement ring. Save a basket full of money and make the girl of your dreams feel like a star. Okay. Maybe you're not ready to make the big leap. J. Meredith Jewelers has a huge inventory of jewelry. That's perfect for any occasion. Think about this. Diamonds. Diamond earrings, diamond pendants, diamond bracelets, fine gemstone jewelry, and a whole lot more. Plus, you can get additional savings. All you got to do is tell them you heard about this on the Big Show on the Fan, and you're set. It's a slam dunk. Hurry right now. The sale won't last long. J. Meredith Jewelers Inventory Liquidation Sale. A short drive for big savings in Delafield off Highway 83 near Target.
Winning's Big Show on a Throwback Thursday with John Mellencamp.
John Cougar,
a winner in a couple of seconds. Yes, John Cougar Mellencamp.
I like John Cougar.
Man. All of them. This is good. This has been fun. I've enjoyed it, even though
You heard a lot of this. This is like bar music stuff.
Yeah, this is also like that music that...
they play up at the Victory up there.
And you're driving around, like my mom would pick me up from school, and like this music would be playing.
Yeah.
I probably didn't know the words
No
what's
bad.
What's the wrestling coach up at Whitnall? You know, what's his name?
Craig Austin?
Yeah, Craig. Craig works up there at...
Varsity Club.
Varsity Club. Not Victory. Varsity Club.
Mm-hmm.
They play this all the time there.
Oh, for sure they do. Yeah. Oh, that's a spot for it.
Varsity Club's got great pizza, man. Some of the best pizza you're going to taste.
Ever taste, Stevie?
Yeah, their pizza's awesome.
Best pizza at any gas station. That's the best pizza. Any gas station,
huh?
Okay.
Best piece you ever.
And you're calling yourself fat, man? No fat person.
I'm just saying it's the best because somebody out there driving around to a gas station, go eat.
I have a lot of gas station pizza.
Go eat.
I don't disagree, but
I like 50 cents.
Yeah, yeah, local pick and save store. Screaming Sicilian.
Let me ask you this. Okay, that's Screaming Sicilian for real, but
yeah, real.
Did y'all do Tombstone though?
Yeah, I've done that.
Big boy, you do Tombstone.
Next question.
$3 for $9.
$9. I've done it, but I don't eat it. I've tried it. I'm not a big Tombstone guy, though.
So what's your favorite pizza, then?
I like that.
Screaming Sicilian pizza.
Screaming Sicilian.
Dude, things got to weigh like 5 pounds each time you get one of those pizzas. There's so much on them.
The issue is, though, like if I put it in the actual oven, I got to put like the cookie sheet underneath it.
The Screaming Sicilian?
Yeah, because the cheese just melts all over the top of it, and then it starts a fire.
Is there another brand? Other than Screams to See?
Palermo's? A bunch of different
Jacks.
Ones. Palermo's.
Jacks! That's the other one. Jacks.
That's like,
we eat Jacks
15
too.
Of them for $10.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We eat a lot of Jacks pizza.
And then you need some Rolaids.
Screaming Sicilian and there's Jacks pizza.
I like that Oprah, which is a cauliflower pizza.
Ain't nobody eating that, cuz.
It tastes just like
what?
Pizza. Dough made out of cauliflower.
Ain't nobody eating
cauliflower?
Yes.
That's a vegetable.
Ain't nobody
eating. Right. You're going to need to eat it healthy.
Ain't nobody eating that.
Yeah, it is.
On a pizza?
I brought it in here. You guys ate it.
And you the only one that ate it.
No, people is clamoring for it.
Ain't nobody eating that cuz.
If I give it to you, you wouldn't even know. You wouldn't even know.
Nobody eating no cauliflower pizza.
Yeah, I think I would know.
No, you wouldn't.
But Oprah, I know. I mean, cuz it's Oprah. Oprah make y'all go buy it cuz you think it's Oprah. That's why. You got caught up, man.
No, somebody gave it to me. It was good.
You got caught up, cuz. No, you didn't. You got caught up.
He got caught.
You got caught up. Got caught up in the machine.
You got caught in the machine.
Most everything. He saw Oprah and Gail eating it, then he decided, you know when Gail said, Robert.
I like Gail.
Robert.
Robert.
He's standing around, jumping around, yelling all sorts of nonsense.
Everything is because somebody told you to do it. Everything is word of mouth. That's why we got this show.
Okay.
Little Leroy had a Biggie bag for $5 because he ate the whole bag.
Oh, yes, sir.
Kind of bag?
The whole bag.
At Wendy's.
Biggie the whole bag from Wendy's.
$5.
What's a Biggie bag?
Man, you know, it's like a treasure trove of food.
Yeah, it's like the Stoner Express. I mean, burger, chicken nuggets, fries.
All on one tray?
Killer. In one bag. $5.
For $5.
$5. Eat the whole bag.
What'd you call it?
Biggie bag.
Biggie bag.
The B capital.
B capital.
$5, cuz.
So I got two things I can do. I can roll up at the window and say, Biggie bag.
Biggie bag. And what you want in it, Mr. Ellerson, and tell him what you want.
And then I can roll up and say, 36.
That's it.
Either one.
What does 36 give me? Free?
No, they ain't gonna give it to you free.
I charge you twice.
Let the Bucks win, though. If the Bucks win, you can get something free, but it can't get the Biggie bag. But
can't get that Biggie bag for free or that bacon in. Yeah. No chance. Anthony, who won Throwback Thursday?
I have a commissioner's question. Is Jeff Orlowski allowed to vote?
No,
if he's
of course
in here?
He is. He's
okay,
here.
In that case, we have a tie.
Yeah, okay, well, then it comes to the intern.
Yes, the intern is gone.
Let him go.
I let him go.
Well, then it's Mandela, then.
Yes,
okay, Lionel Richie, but that's my own nominee. Is that allowed?
That's allowed.
All right, Lionel Richie, let's do it.
Yeah, Lionel rigged it. You're right.
Hey, man.
That includes Lionel Richie with the Commodores.
That's going to be, man, that's a nice catalog.
That's a nice catalog.
Yeah, that's a nice catalog right there.
How about it? Our thanks to Adam McKelvey joined us talking Greg Kimbrell also about the issues with Corey Knebel and that elbow. We'll keep you posted on that tomorrow. John McNamara talked Badgers with us. And Gary Wolf will stop by, as he always does, on Thursdays at 4:48 tomorrow. 2 o'clock, we're hanging out with the McCarty babes. Come and hang out with us.
Oh, now it's over.
Down at Element Lounge, 618 North Water Street, the old Ladybug building. Wendy's Big Show with the McCarty Bays. $4 Grey Goose. Be there tomorrow, 2 o'clock.
All right. Talk to you later. Bye.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.